When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Danny. What was for breakfast this morning?
This morning was a muffin again and a shake. It was my normal.
Oh, okay, but you made the shake and your mummy made the muffin. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yes, they were homemade muffins. Of course they were. What, like, they're not gonna be store bought. Like, come on.
I thought you were saying there that your mom made your shake for you too.
No.
That's why I was dying of laughter. I was like, are you kidding me? You,
oh, and, I thought you were questioning the muffin.
And are you, are you the oldest or youngest? You're the youngest.
I'm youngest, yeah.
Okay, you are the youngest. Yeah, I can tell.
Saddle up.
Yeah!
It's the Midday Show with Tanya Cherry on GX94. Now that's country.
Danny Isman, what kind of muffins did your mom make for you?
Banana.
Banana.
All about the banana.
All right, I would like the recipe, please.
Oh, see, always about the recipe. Always making me work. Yeah.
Of course it is. But your mom is wonderful, and I know she'll say yes. I mean, she still makes you muffins. Like, really.
Yes. Don't be angry.
I am muffin shaming you right now. 100%.
You totally are.
Recipe,
I'm
please. GX94, it's Tanya Cherry. And good thing we've got technical guys here at the radio station. They are way smarter than me. Do you have an IT group in your business? Are they always the ones? Did you turn it on and off first? Yeah, they ask me that all the time.
Tanya Cherry and the GX94 Midday Show.
Hello, Benny Walchuk.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm confused with life. You're going to hockey today, right?
Yeah, I think you got that figured out now. But
today's Wednesday?
Yeah, off to Wilcox, Malvoa in Notre Dame. So
that's going to be good. Okay, and then curling action. Huge.
Yeah, it is. The Briars happening in Regina. Of course, a big event here, and Saskatchewan's got off to a pretty good start, 4-1 right now. I think they're in the lead with Northwest Territories right now by a 4-1 score last time I checked. So I have a chance to win their group, which would be good to get the bye. But also, I just got off the phone with Jerry Adam, of course, the local curling legend himself. 25 years ago today, Yorkton Ring competed at the Briar. Gerald Chimko, of course, skipped the team, and they lost a very, very tight one to Quebec's Guy Hemmings in the semifinals. They were one win away from a chance to play for the Briar. So I had a chance to catch up with Jerry. We're going to hear that chat later today. So it's great to catch up and reminisce. Actually, that final and the provincial final, two Yorkton teams faced off to go to the Briar. So it's a pretty interesting story. So you can hear that interview coming up later today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pear, apple, orange. No, those aren't right. Cherry. It's Tanya Cherry and the GX94 Midday Show.
It's GX94. Hey, Danny Ismond. According to a survey, this is the number one thing people eat on dates. What is it?
One date. Salad?
Yeah.
No?
No, it's not the answer, but that's a really good answer.
Oh,
do you remember the first date ever going on and like having to like, do you guys even care about that? Like not getting the food all over them and eat properly and look good still as you eat?
Don't care.
To be a guy. No. The answer is cookies.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Benny Walchuk is off on the road.
Yep, we're off the Wilcox to Notre Dame. Of course, you asked where it was, Tanya. It's just about half an hour away from Regina, so it's not too far away. You thought I was traveling across the country, but yeah.
I was also on the wrong day. I thought tomorrow was Wednesday, today's Wednesday, yeah.
Of course, big news, Millionaires clinch a playoff spot, so it'll be playoff hockey in Malvoa, and they just want to keep getting better and better, and last handful of games here in the regular season tonight in Wilcox. Another thing is, it's Olympic-size ice surface, Tanya, so it's much bigger.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's about a little wider and a little bit longer, so it makes for a pretty interesting. A lot of players can use their speed, but We'll have all the high-speeding action coming up tonight, starting at 7:50, the pregame show.
No, Benny, I do have to ask you. I really like the behind the scenes. I like seeing where you sit for the games.
No, I'm not doing it today. Sorry.
JX94, hello, Evan Montgomery.
Hello, T-Bone, and happy National Flapjack Day. Now, what is the difference between a flapjack and a pancake?
What is the difference?
No, this wasn't rhetorical. It was an honest question.
There is no difference. There's just the different names.
I feel there is, perhaps.
Do you?
Okay, and then let's get into Johnny Cake and Cornbread, and I believe there is a third name for this. Oh, you never called it Johnny Cake?
No, what is that?
It's cornbread.
Well, cornbread? No. Okay, hang on. Folks from the South and Southeast call them flapjacks, while people from the West, North, and even the East tend to call them pancakes.
Okay, so it's the same thing.
That's what I told you. Okay, now Johnny Cake and a what now?
Johnny Cake and cornbread.
Cornbread's delicious.
I think there might be a difference in the sweetness of the bread itself, but also I use them interchangeably. I grew up calling them Johnny Cakes.
They're cornbread.
Exact
Johnny
same
Cake
thing.
Is the same as cornbread, according to Wikipedia.
Well.
Get another coffee and turn us up. You're listening to the GX94 Midday Show with Tanya Cherry.
Evan Montgomery, it's not nice for you to put out a statement like that and then get me down the rabbit hole of Wikipedia.
What, now you've learned all the secrets of cornbread and Johnny Cake?
A Johnny Cake recipe makes a thinner batter that is fried into rounds, essentially making cornmeal pancakes. Cornbread is made with baking soda or baking powder to give it a bread-like lift and texture.
So Johnny Cake is gloopier.
Sure.
Now, full disclosure, I've only ever had it square in a pan like it is cornbread.
But your mom called it a Johnny Cake?
Yeah.
Tanya Cherry and the GX94 Midday Show.